Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting sixth. The DH, Bob Sheldon. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Steve Bry. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Eduardo Rodriguez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rodriguez, and towards Yount, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bando moves to second. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Bando moves to third. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Bando scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry. Gamble reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble scores. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheldon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wolford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gamble strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer bunts towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haney for a passed ball. Garr moves to second. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta is walked intentionally. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a pop-up towards third. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Bando tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing left field. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Brohmer moves to second. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Brohmer moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Jim Essien pinch runs for Brian Downing. Bob McClure now pitching. Lamar Johnson pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brohmer scores. Hairston moves to third. Essien moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. Essien scores. Johnson moves to third. Bannister moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. Bannister moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing right field. Jim Essien now catching. Royal Stillman now playing left field. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 2 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into left field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haney moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gamble strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 3 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry, who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bando strikes out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sheldon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Quirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Larry Haney. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.